Brian Naylor, and joining me on there the line is Brian Rabchuk. On today's podcast, we're going to be previewing the Week 3 NFL slate. This week, we are doing sort of a rapid fire because of life and other things going on, so we're more or less going to jump right into it. Do you have anything at the top?
No, man. Let's get into it. We'll have plenty to talk about through these picks.
Okay, you can lead us off. What do you got as your first pick?
All right, I'm going number one, the Chiefs at -5.5 against the Colts. I've been told by some sources that the smart money is on the Colts here, so I don't know. Based on my record so far, maybe I'm part of the dumb money and gotta pick up my game here. So we'll see how this one plays out. But this one, I was surprised. It actually started the week at Chiefs 6.5, and it's been driven down to 5.5. So that's obviously an indicator where the money's going. But I wasn't sure. I knew you told me Pittman's coming back for the Colts, and I was thinking, I know it's an away game, it's an early game for the Chiefs, it's just a noon start time, but I this one just doesn't add up for me. I think the Colts defense, last year they were a top 10 defense based on a lot of different rankings, but really what drove their numbers, the more I looked at it from a defensive standpoint, was just the high number of takeaways. I think they were number 2 or 3 in takeaways for the season, and anytime takeaways are driving your defensive rankings, it's you're due for some regression, and I think their defense, when you look at their defense without the takeaways, it's a lot less flashy. I looked at the Colts, obviously, first two games. I mean, they tied the Texans. What do you need to say about the Texans? I think they're at the bottom of the barrel. They only can get a tie there, and then against the Jaguars, they get shut out. So neither of those are good signs. I think the Colts, obviously they had a bit of a struggle against the Chargers, and in the big stat that's jumping out for people is, Mahomes, his average, yard per pass is definitely down this season, but he's shown that he can work it. And I think the Chargers are a strong team. So, I don't hold too much against them. They got through that one. And I'm expecting a lot of points out of the Chiefs here, so I'm anxious to see this one, just based on where the money's going so far. But for those reasons, I'm going to go ahead and take the Chiefs at -5.5.
Yeah, I don't have a big problem with it. I know that the Colts are the sharp money pick of the weekend, but I don't really see it. I've just stayed away from the game entirely, and if I had to put money on it, I'd put money on the Chiefs. So we shall see. It will get interesting. My first pick is going to be the Falcons money line. I got it at +103 at Seattle. Seattle's the worst offense in the league. They're 31st in offensive yardage gain, 30th in scoring, and Geno's dead last in yards per completion. Falcons are 12th in offensive DVOA, so they're offensively actually pretty good. They're in the top half of the league. I also just don't think Geno's the long-term answer in Seattle. And I think at some point in time, especially after the first two games, they're going to start considering what their prospects are going to be for next year. This team is not going to be any sort of team where you flip one or two players and you're competitive. They need to get a real quarterback in there and not a 10-year journeyman. And also, I think the Denver loss is looking a little worse with their tight call against Houston last week. So... then Seattle goes on to get killed by the Niners. So I like the Falcons money line at a pathetic money line, but +103.
Yeah, I like it. I was seeing that break even on the one site I use. So I think I need to go comparison shopping going forward, but that's going to require a few additional accounts on my side. So no, I like the pick, and I think you got it at a good number.
You got to shop everything.
Yeah, I think that's a pro tip. You can put that in your one-line life advice for those amateurs coming in like myself, learning the ropes. All right, I'll jump in with my second pick. I am taking the Lions at +5.5. I actually looked at this one from the money line, but 5.5 made me feel a lot better. I think both these, obviously these teams are divisional opponents. So, you know, they do know each other well, granted they're playing for the first time this season. You know, you look at the first two games for the Lions. I mean, they lost a really close one, 38-35 against the Eagles. And then, they beat the Commanders, which I think is a much must win for any team that's going to take themselves seriously. So they're coming in 1-1, as are the Vikings. They were riding high off of that Green Bay win to start the season. The Green Bay Packers have now started both seasons with a loss past two seasons, but they've bounced back strong. So I don't take too much away from that. And then the Vikings really got shut down by the Eagles. Both teams have played the Eagles. So, I think that's interesting. Lions are 2-0 against the spread this year. Obviously we're at the two games, so I wouldn't weigh too much into that. And then, you know, I hate to only go on potential injuries because those can swing the game. So I'm not going to take a flex pick here, but the Vikings star safety Harrison Smith is out with a concussion. Now he may sneak back in. I think if he does or he doesn't, St. Brown, he's receiver for the Lions. He had a great season last year, really a breakout season that started in some ways against the Vikings, and followed his family a little bit because his older brother, I believe, came over to the Bears from the Packers this year, and he's a weapon for the Lions. So I think it's going to be a close one. That's really what I think this is going to be a close one given the divisional nature of the game. And so I like the 5.5. But let me know if you got other feelings here, man.
Yeah, Amon St. Brown was the number two wide receiver from week 8 on to finish last year. I don't know, fantasy is not everything, but it's some quantitative alignment of their production. So he was a stud last year, and I have him on 2 of my fantasy teams. He's continuing it this year. I'm actually on the other side of this, slightly different spread. I got Vikings -5.5. I think it's a buy low coming off of the Monday night game. Primetime Cousins struck again. He has a record of 10 wins to 18 losses for his career after Monday night's debacle in Philly. So, and they're coming back against Detroit, who gives up the third most yards in the league. So I think it can be a shootout. I would be interested. I actually didn't look at what the number would be for the over. But I have a feeling I like the Vikings D better here. And I think the Cousins is going to get back on track. So I actually took the -5.5 on the other side.
All right. Well, I like us having a little something head to head there. We have a few times past couple weeks and I've been on the short end of the stick. I don't want to go on a rant about the Bears Packers game, but I don't know if you saw that TD that they did not give to Justin Fields. There are a lot of memes going around Chicago with the goal line in Green Bay being pushed forward about 3 inches where Fields was by all accounts looked like he had that TD. Not sure if you saw it, but that one killed me on the spread last week. So I'm hoping to come out on the other side here.
All right, last one.
For my last one, I have the Panthers at Moneyline +126, Moneyline dog as I call it. So the Saints, you know, I'm looking at the past two games. That's what we have to go off of. So they had a really close win against the Falcons. They won by one. And then the Bucs, I mean, they put up a good fight against a good Bucs team. I mean, that was a hard fought game. They did end up losing 20-10. Whereas the Panthers, you know, they were up against the Browns and they were up against the Giants. And they lost both of those games by field goal or less. So, you know, neither of those teams are maybe they're not the Bucs, but they were in both of those games. And I think the quarterback's still working into the new scheme. And really what I'm counting on here is McCaffrey at home. He's shown some flashes, but I think he's got a breakout game here as we all know he's possible as he is able to do. And then Winston showed some flashes of what makes him dangerous and what makes him, you know, scary. You can use those words going both directions from a good and a bad side. Last week, you know, three interceptions and really just telegraphing, you know, based on some of the coverage I saw, it just seemed to be telegraphing his passes. I mean, it was clear which read he was going to, and the Bucs defense was all over that. So not sure the Panthers or the Bucs from a defensive standpoint. I think this is going to be a close one, and I'm counting on McCaffrey to run this one into the ground and put up some big numbers for the Panthers.
Nice. I like the Carolina pick. That's the side I'd be on too. My last pick is going to be the Bengals versus Jets. I have the over at 45. I basically refuse to think the Bengals are this bad. They've lost two close games with late field goals, and especially in week one, it was sort of a heartbreaking fashion. The offensive line was supposed to be better coming into this year. They've given up 13 sacks in two games, which is on pace for 110 sacks by the end of this season. He was sacked 51 times last year, and then they thought that was the problem, so they've somehow gotten twice as worse. But I don't think that's going to be the case this week. The Jets are dead last in defensive DVOA. They have three total sacks on the season, and you could just see Burrow with how frustrated he's been at the end of these games that they've kept it close enough to lose late. So I think he's going to come out here and hang 35 on the Jets. And as we saw last week with Flacco can score two touchdowns in the last 93 seconds of a game. So I think they're going to throw it around a little bit. And I like the over 45.
Nice. You know, based on the past couple of weeks, I'm definitely a Bengals supporter. Been shocked by what I've seen so far. So I like where you're going there.
You got anything else at the end here?
No, I think we'll leave it there. Make it quick, this one.
Yeah, Mike didn't put in his picks, but he would have lost all three. So for the sheet, we'll calculate it as three losses this week.
No, that's a rough week for him.
Yeah, it is. All right, we're getting out of here. Take care, guys.